On the KSRO live line with us is Mike Kelly from Keller Williams and also from KSRO. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am well. I would give your title, Mike, but there are too many initials behind your name.
I know.
This is what happens when a guy has been doing real estate in Sonoma County since 1978.
Yeah. Long time. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So you've seen it all, you probably thought, and then came October.
I know, and it's just a whole new world. We're still trying to figure out what's happening, where things are going, and, you know, what the overall impact of the market's going to be. We're looking at Coffee Park, we're looking at Fountain Grove, we're looking at, you know, Wickie up Marquest Estates, going all the way up to Marquest and the Reedby Valley, a big luxury market, you know, kind of hit. That could be something we'll see in, you know, the spring, where we're not going to have that many, obviously, you know, homes, obviously, in Fountain Grove. I think there's going to be a boom to the economy because people are going to start building like crazy. The lots are selling now anywhere from 160 to 190 in Coffee Park.
And are they selling, Mike?
Yeah. There's a whole bunch on the market, too. Right now, there are just a lot of them are in escrow, so you'll start seeing these coming out probably in the next month.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wonder how, if you use the old standard 4-to-1 ratio for, you know, what you pay for land versus what you sell the house for, you're looking at homes, you know, in the upper 600 to 700 range for Coffee Park.
Oh boy,
which is so that'll be we'll see what Gallagher builds and what APM Homes build, because they're out there big time. Gallagher has, I think, about 11 or 12 plans, as does APM. APM is the original Condiotti who built those areas.
Okay.
Areas. Tux is going to be in there. That's Tuxhorn himself. He'll probably be doing some things. So it'll be curious to see, you know, the battle of the band, so to speak. Who's going to be beating up who with when it comes to price? And these guys who are buying these, you know, small lots by themselves, you know, may face some stiff competition from the big boys. So,
and does it really pay for people who either want to rebuild or that are buying these lots? Does it pay to go, you know, under the auspices of a company that's building a bunch of homes there?
I think so. And the reason that is simply you come in, you sign a contract with Gallagher or APM, or, you know, or one of the, or somebody who's really doing a lot of homes. Then they're going to deliver a house to you on your lot, Pat.
Yeah.
If you go to a contractor who's doing it separately, they're going to have to, number one, compete with a big build like big companies like Gallagher. Then they're going to have to improve the lot because FEMA stripped the dirt off these lots.
Yeah.
To yank the foundations off. So you have to make sure your contractor is telling you how much it's going to cost to prep that lot and then get the foundation in as part of your overall cost. So if for your patience and sanity, it might be better just to go with Gallagher. You just sign on the dotted line. When they're done, you have a finished house.
And you're familiar with all of these areas. So let's say, you know, it makes perfect sense. I know they're doing this already, that these big companies will offer, say, a dozen different types of homes.
Right.
Kind of like model homes that people have to choose from.
Sure.
And there are people who lived in Coffee Park before the fires that, you know, want to make sure that their community, as they want to move back in and want to rebuild, doesn't become too homogenized. Is there a fear of that?
Yeah, I think there is, and some people want their house back. They want that their home.
Yeah,
they don't want another model. They want their house. They liked what it was. That's going to be something, you know, that all the homeowners in Coffee Park are going to have to work out. They have captains in Coffee Park.
Yes, they do.
Who are, you know, are pretty much like neighborhood activists, and they're monitoring all these things. You know, these are all individual homeowners who own these lots. It's not like these guys are going in and buying up 150, 200 lots. I mean, they're trying to, but we'll see how many they do buy up and see what their resale will be. But all the other homeowners are going to figure out, okay, what are we going to do here?
Yeah, and it makes sense that people would want to, you know, there's safety and a lot of times there's power in numbers. And so it makes sense for, you know, folks of like mind to get together and try to wade through all of this mess. One of the things, Mike, that, you know, the questions that I'm just starting to ask, whether it's our business people, we just got off the phone with the county assessor, Bill Rousseau, whether it's political leaders, whether it's you, the question, overall question is, how are we going to be able to figure out what this has really cost us and what it's going to take to literally rebuild our community, not just figurative or not just literally, but figuratively rebuild. So how do you see your expertise in the real estate market weighing in on some of those indicators?
Well, I think, as most realtors do, we look at property every day in and day out, and we're trying to get an idea of what the market's going to be like. Right now, you know, our big question is, what are these prices are going to look like? I've talked to a number of builders I know, and I think the whole landscape of building in Sonoma County is going to change, because you're going to have brand new homes out there now that are going to be selling in the, you know, 6 to 7 to 8 range, in areas where normally they were selling for a lot less. So I think you're going to see, and that's further going to hurt affordability.
Yeah,
a lot of those are homeowners that are going to be living there, but I think they're going to come up short with their insurance. So I think it's still too early to figure out. You know, I know, you had Bill on, and he's a good friend of mine, and he wants to get revenue. They need revenue.
Sure,
right
they
now.
Do.
That's
that's
why David Gouin at the city is, you know, brought in a separate organization to handle the permits for those properties, because, you know, he told the city council guys, look, we got no tax base.
Yeah.
I mean, we lost a lot of our tax base, and that's...
Well, it makes you wonder how they, you know, they have to pay their staff, number one, and then get on the business of taking care of our business.
Exactly.
Wow.
And so what is it going to look like, Pat? It's going to be, you know, we're monitoring it very, very closely. Some of these lot prices are coming out, we're going, wow, so if that's what they're paying for that, so we kind of know this home's going to be going for that. So if you're going to be selling your house, you know, I think you're going to have a good spring, because there's still going to be a big scarcity of product. I don't think these houses are going to be done until maybe fall, if we're lucky.
Yeah, at the very earliest, I would think.
At the very earliest. So it'll be interesting to see this, where the market goes from there. It's going to be shaken out for the next couple of years. But, you know, we're just going to – all we can do, hope to do, is just stay on top of it, talk to a lot of people, monitor it, see what things are selling for, what things are closing for. That's what realtors do, is that we, you know, any good realtor is really, you know, involved in the marketplace and is looking at it from all aspects, because it's...
Well, the other thing is, you talk to a lot of people who are in the market, who, whether it's buying or selling or rebuilding or whatever, you talk to a lot of those folks. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, Mike, what is the sort of, what's the timber out there? What's the, you know, what's the driving emotion at this point?
Well, the driving emotion for a lot of the builders is to get these folks into their homes again. You know, and to try to offer them, you know, a economical, viable option where they can, you know, hopefully build and get back into their neighborhood. It, you know, may not be the same house. You know, I the financing will be interesting, how people's insurance comes through. I've talked to a lot of people. Some are short, some are okay. You know, if they're short, they're not short that much. But that's all going to play out when the dust settles on this thing. But I think the overall tenor is that it's getting to be, you know, I talked to fire victims, Pat, and they're so resilient. I mean, they lost their house, and I'm going, how you doing? Yeah, we're doing okay, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like you kind of go, whoa. You know, you expect them to be walking around going, oh, I lost my house.
Yeah,
oh,
and apparently, in most cases at least, we're past that point.
Yeah.
You know, tomorrow we're going to spend some time in the 9 o'clock hour talking to our own Steve Reuter, who lost his home in Fountain Grove. And the bottom line of that is that he is thinking, he's working on rebuilding, he's thinking he might be able to break ground by the end of February.
Yeah, well, that depends if the rains come. I mean, unless his foundation is okay and it's been certified, if you do, you know, some of the big houses in Fountain Grove had foundations that were under the ground and were not wiped out like you had, say, in Coffee Park. So it'll be a different kind of animal. But if you start getting into those major foundations up in Fountain Grove, you know, you're not in the ground by February.
And they have to be major foundations up there because of, terrain that they're built upon. Well, Mike, a few more questions for you, if you don't mind. We'll
not
take a break and come back with Mike Kelly. You know, the real estate part of this equation is massive. And the more information, the better, as we try to get you from here to there on KSRO. And Mike, should we pay any attention to what the median home price is for October, November, December, January?
It's kind of, number one, you know, the median home price only works when you've got some decent numbers. If your sales are not that great, the median gets a little distorted. Now,
yeah,
we had the best November in 10 years, so, and that was obviously fueled by the remnants of the fire and people trying to get into a home right away.
Yeah.
December's cooled off, pretty dramatically. But that's kind of typical. But, the inventory and the median home price, I don't really put very much stock in it. It just indicates, Pat, where the action is in the marketplace.
Yeah.
And right now, the National Association of Realtors says we're going to have a massive amount of inventory coming up next year in the 350 range. I'm going, well, that's fine. We sold, let's see, six houses, the 350 and under in the last 2 months. So we don't really do that here.
Yeah.
But we are the least expensive in the Bay Area. So you have this incredible machine. I heard Reuter talking about what the 70th high we've had in the stock market.
Yeah.
A record, and so that it's fueling everything happening in the Bay Area, and it's that maybe some irrational exuberance, as Mr. Greenspan used to say. But what it's doing is that it's just creating a lot of people want to be here. Now, the wild card, Pat, is going to be the whole Tax Reform Act, and that's we're very concerned about that because a lot of upper end folks may not want to look at real estate as a maybe third or fourth or fifth purchase, because of the, they can't write off their taxes like they could, interest deductions and this kind of thing. So that's
there's worry about that overall by just most of the population in the country, and I would think that realtors would be pretty attached to this outcome too.
Oh, we were very attached to it, and we don't like how it happened. So, we're talking about people sell homes like every 10 years, Pat, nowadays. They used to be five or six, then it was like, seven, and now it's all the way up to 10 years nationally. And then you throw in the thing where if your capital gains, now it's you have to be in your home 5 out of 8 years before that, it was a lot less before. So now we've added that to the equation. So people are going to be going, oh, great, now I'm going to have to stay in this house to realize my $500,000 if you're married filing jointly, so that comes into play. Now that's going to change the whole dynamic. So when we really need inventory, they're throwing up some of these roadblocks at us. So,
wow, it's a complicated and ever more complicated issue. So, Mike, are the people who lost their homes and have since already purchased new homes, are those the people who are selling lots at this point?
That or they're just moving out of the area. I mean, we've had a number of friends that are leaving. They're done.
Yeah.
They're going to San Diego, Southern California, the South. I mean, a number of agents I know who've gone to Tennessee, and then they always send you back the picture. They have a house they bought,
House they bought for a couple hundred grand.
$69.95, and it's 5 acres and 3,000 square feet.
But it's in Tennessee.
Yeah. Well, I know, Pat, and I always tell them that. And they go, but I was raised here. I said, well, good. Nice talking to you.
this is another aspect of information that is going to be challenging for us to gather, and that is, okay, how many people are going to leave?
Oh, yeah. David, and that's going to be important to see how many of our service sector have already gone. I mean, I think Ben Stone, talking to him and see how they're tracking, the availability of labor.
Yeah.
Is something because, especially in the service sector, you heard about the rents earlier in your program, how high they are. So, we're like in this perfect storm right now, Pat, where it's just like, holy Toledo, hang on to your hats.
Are you and other realtors maybe taking a better look at properties outside of Sonoma County as a result of our lack of housing now?
Not really. you know, I think we're still too busy trying to figure out what's going on here. I mean, obviously, we have relief valves in our economy, and right, one of those is Lake County. One of those is Mendocino. One of those is Cloverdale. I mean, Cloverdale is a good buy right now if you want to go that far north.
Right.
But, you know, but Hidden Valley has always been a great, Hidden Valley Lake has been a great relief valve. They had their fires up there, but they still have inventory up there that's very reasonable. So there are, you know, peripherals, you know, around this, our price point here, our medium home price, which is like in the 650 range right now. And but and you, the cheapest county though, Pat, is Solano being behind us.
Yeah,
and everybody else is like a million. So, you know, it's all relative, and it all fits. You know, what people will live here. They can afford to live here. They will live here, and they'll figure out a way to do it.
I mean, and how do you answer, Mike, the question that a lot of people ask you, and that is this a good time to sell? Is this a good time to buy?
Yeah. Yeah, I think if you're selling right now, I think it's a darn good time because obviously you have less competition. The spring will be very interesting, you know, because I don't think none of these new homes are going to be hitting the market. But
yeah,
people will be looking at them, especially if a lot of people don't like. And we have, there must be 30 or 40 lots right now that are being sold and listed in Coffee Park. So that's going to be competition that will come on the market that some builder will be building.
Yeah.
See,
and then again, of course, one of the big questions at that point is, all right, in terms of the buyers who are coming in and buying those lots, how many of those are investors only?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that,
yeah,
again, changes the timber of the community.
Yeah, but I think a lot of them are builders who are going to build a property and, you know, maybe do five or six spec houses maybe and hopefully don't get creamed by the big boys who are in there doing the same thing. And it'll just, we'll have new homes, you know, and
yeah,
we wanted new homes, Pat, for how long, you know? So unfortunately we got them in a horrible way, but the thing is that it's going to change the whole landscape. It's going to revitalize some like Coffee Park were some really older homes,
yeah,
and needed updating. And so, you know, this one way that's going to happen. And so it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out.
Well, you know a lot about Sonoma County. Will we build better and will we build smarter, do you think?
Well, smarter is a very political word, Pat. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, the homes are going to be built to the current codes, which is good. They're going to have sprinkler systems, which would not have worked at all in a wildfire, but it works for a house fire.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of good things to be done. The homes will look more contemporary, you know. But, you know, as far as the smarter is issue, you know, I'll leave that to the city council and
yeah,
the Board of Supes.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's interesting. I've just had the occasion to listen for the last couple of days to some of our coverage during the course of the fires, and it's amazing to me, you know, how all of us, and I mean everybody that we talked to over the course of the first several hours, whether it was a political leader or fire, law enforcement, whatever, everybody was in the same state of holy hell.
Yeah.
What
yeah
is this? You know?
Yep.
And I think on some level, not the dangerous part, of course, but on some level, you know, as we continue to evolve and to recover, we're going to have that same sentiment about what comes next.
Yeah,
there are
yeah,
just I, so yeah, many question marks here.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I do holy hell every day now.
I
mean,
yeah, I bet.
How much? What do they want for that? What happened? And they're going to do what? And so, you know, we shall see. Every time I hear the city council say, maybe we should redesign Foul Grove, I'm going, good luck, guys.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, it's not the first time that's come up.
A lot of resources in that area who are not going to let you come in and fool with their neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it'd be interesting, too, you know, to see how a lot of the other areas, because we talk, of course, mostly about Santa Rosa, the most affected, but we do also are suffering through, you know, losses in Kenwood and Glen Ellen, mm-hmm, other parts of Sonoma Valley, and of course, you know, up north in Geyserville and even in Larkfield Wickiup.
Yeah, yeah.
Which,
Larkfield Wickiup is pretty devastating.
It really is. It's shocking to see. I think,
now, the
in
thing
that
about Larkin
area.
Weekend, Pat, is a lot of that's on septic, so this is a great time now to put that on sewer.
Wow.
Now that the streets are all torn apart, why does the city go in there and say, okay, we're hooking everything up to sewer?
That sounds incredibly foresightful, Mike, and I don't know if that's going to work.
We'll see. All right, Pat.
All right, good to talk to you, Mike. Thanks for doing it, and we'll talk again in the new year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, sir. That is Mike Kelly with Keller Williams. You can hear him every Sunday morning here on KSRO, and a big part of the equation moving forward, what's going to happen to our real estate, what's going to happen to the rebuilding process, and what's going to happen to our communities in a larger scheme of things.